Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This e-cig thing is a serious business. As soon as these things came out, I told my son, don't you even think about trying this, because I don't care what they say, this cannot be good for you. And I have been frank with my kids on all these kinds of subjects, smoking, drinking, sex. I pulled no punches. I got right into it. I just was very frank and open with them about all this kind of stuff. And they know where I stand on it. Now, fortunately, my kids are pretty health conscious, so it's not something they would probably do. But I'm telling you, there's seven people dead now.
Yeah.
Seven people dead that they can directly link to an issue with this vaping situation.
And they said they don't know exactly what it is. You were telling me they were planning to ban it in Guilford County. They're looking at banning e-cigs in Guilford County. We had posted on Facebook. I found the link from News 2. And, saying, should they? Because the thing is that they don't know what's causing it. They think it's the vitamin E oil that's in there that's causing it. But it's like over 530 people have like a severe illness from it. And then the seven people dead from it. But Ron Kane posted up a good point. He said, compared to all the death and sickness linked to cigarettes, let's ban those first.
Yeah. Oh, and I get it. I do. I get it. I'm just concerned because so many kids are trying it. You know what I mean? I mean, young kids are trying this stuff.
Well, and the debate is Josh Fitzgerald said it's not specifically e-cigs. It's the black market vape pods that are used in Juuls.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that Juul specific. And this is when you read the stories, when you read the news articles about it, it just says e-cigs, vape, pens.
Yeah.
It doesn't specify specifically, but it's wild to think that's a pretty quick turnaround from these haven't been on the market that long.
It's created a whole new industry.
Yeah. Think about how long cigarettes were. Don't you remember? Yeah. I remember growing up, people smoked in the mall. People smoked in restaurants. It wasn't a thing.
On airplanes.
Yeah. There were ads all over for smoking. It took a while for us to go from, cigarettes, from it was the cool thing to, to smoke. You saw in older TV shows, it was like the rich thing to do. It was the classy thing to do. Have a cigarette.
How many cigarettes are smoked in each episode of Mad Men?
Yeah.
The whole thing is filled with smoke. Every scene is filled with smoke. And I will tell you something else about this e-cig thing. There is a friend of mine who is very concerned that he has this issue. About 2 weeks ago, he was with his son and a couple of other boys on a school trip at an amusement park in New Jersey, and he collapsed in the He collapsed in the amusement park. And he was able to hold it together and was conscious enough to know what was going on. And he had his son get the medical team. The medical team, they had their own medical team and their own medical facility there at the amusement park. It was the Six Flags in New Jersey. And they immediately came to his aid, examined him, and said, "You need to get to a hospital."
Wow.
They took him in their emergency vehicle, met up with an ambulance outside the park somewhere, transferred him to that ambulance, and got him to a hospital. They ran all these tests. He thought he was having a heart attack. The people at the hospital said it looks like that could be it. When they did the test, no problems. He had no blockages, no nothing. Physically,
weird.
He was healthy, and they can't pinpoint it. But he did tell them that he'd been doing some of the vape, not heavy, but he had done some of it, but had stopped. And they said, don't do any more of that. We're going to keep an eye on it. So he's keeping to go, going back to the doctor.
That's wild.
But he's concerned that that's caused him to have this upper respiratory problem.
Yeah. I don't even know what are the symptoms of it? Is it something prior to that happening?
I don't know.
That you should be looking for? Yikes. That's scary.
For my friend, it was shortness of breath. He felt some pain in his chest. Which, of course, that's the first thing you think of. I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm having a heart attack. He's 51 years old. He's like at the right age that's kind of a thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But he's pretty healthy. He runs a lot and that kind of thing.
Hey, I was calling in about the vaping thing y'all were talking about.
Yes, go ahead.
So I've been doing it probably now for about 6 months. I don't have like a Juul. I have like an actual, they call it a twister, and it's like a vape stick with a glass tank and everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the lowest nicotine content that you can possibly have. But I haven't noticed any difference. I smoked cigarettes a long time ago and quit and then picked this back up. And honestly, I don't notice anything different with myself. I'm active. I hike. I run. Everything. And I feel fine.
Were you smoking cigarettes when you switched to like the Juul or whatever, or the pen?
No, I smoked cigarettes like right after high school. And I'm 26 now, so it's been years. But like I said, I've been doing this a while now. Just kind of something I picked back up. I guess I was, trying to follow the hype. And sometimes I'll get the no nicotine content, but I don't notice any difference at all in how I feel.
Does it make you nervous at all when you hear these, like, because they're saying they think it's the vitamin E oil that's in there, that's when it gets in your lungs, like that's causing it? Does it make you nervous at all?
A little bit. And I think I've always wondered too. I've heard that they're actually like, especially like the CBD and stuff like that, like they're making these like makeshift, like roadside kind of like places that sell this stuff, and it's like almost kind of like black market stuff. Like it's coming from overseas. It's not, made right, and it's fake, and you buy it for cheap, and then it'll mess you up.
Yeah. Well, that's honestly, I got rid of my carts. Mine were not nicotine carts, but I got rid of mine. I was like, I'll just go back to the regular. What's your name?
Yeah, I've thought about stopping it just because, now they're talking about people are dying and people are having problems, years after they've been doing it.
I'm with you. What's your name?
Kenna.
Kenna, thank you for checking in this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye. Hi.
How you doing? What's your name?
I was calling. It's Stefani. I was calling about the vaping thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
You say, okay, I've been doing it for probably about 7 or 8 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. When they first came out, they were electric. These little electric cigarette things. They look like cigarettes. And you charge the front part and you refill the back with nicotine.
Okay.
And I never had an issue. I have asthma, and it never bothered my asthma. And then they stopped making those, and they started making the vape. And it's just been in the last couple of years that my asthma has come back. My allergies are bothering me. But it's just, I find it very odd that they've been out for probably about 10 years now. And no one's ever had these problems before. And then recently, all of a sudden, it's this epidemic.
Well, and isn't it weird? They're saying they think it's specifically, they've met multiple outlets have mentioned the vitamin E oil in the juice or whatever it is, in the liquid that's in there.
And the kind that I use doesn't have vitamin E. It's glycerin. But glycerin can also turn into like the same chemical as weed killer once it's heated to a certain temperature.
Oh my gosh. Does any of that make you want to quit?
Yes. Oh, I'm quitting. It's funny that you guys are talking about this because my quit date is October, October 1st. So by the end of this month, I'm going to be done because I don't want to chance it. I mean, I've been doing it for 7 years. I've never had a problem personally. However, my asthma has come back. So I'm like, okay, maybe there's some truth to this. So I'm going to quit being stupid.
That's interesting. Well, listen, good luck to you. It takes, I think it's like 3 or 4 days to get stuff out of your system and 21 days to make a habit. So you got this, and I want you to call back in October and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right, have a great weekend.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Later.
You too. Bye.
Hey, I was calling in about the vaping thing y'all were talking about.
Yes, go ahead.
So I've been doing it probably now for about 6 months. I don't have like a Juul. I have like an actual, they call it a Twister, and it's like a vape stick with a glass tank and everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the lowest nicotine, content that you can possibly have. But I haven't noticed any difference. I smoked cigarettes a long time ago and quit and then picked this back up. And honestly, I don't notice anything different with myself. I'm active. I hike. I run. Everything. And I feel fine.
Were you smoking cigarettes when you switched to like the Juul or whatever, or the pen?
No, I smoked cigarettes like right after high school. And I'm 26 now, so it's been years. But like I said, I've been doing this a while now. Just kind of something I picked back up. I guess I was, trying to follow the hype. And sometimes I'll get the no nicotine content, but I don't notice any difference at all in how I feel.
Does it make you nervous at all when you hear these, like, because they're saying they think it's the vitamin E oil that's in there, that's when it gets in your lungs, like that's causing it? Does it make you nervous at all?
A little bit. And I think I've always wondered too. I've heard that they're actually like, especially like the CBD and stuff like that. Like they're making these like makeshift, like roadside kind of like places that sell this stuff, and it's like almost kind of like black market stuff. Like it's coming from overseas. It's not, you know, made right, and it's fake, and you buy it for cheap, and then it'll mess you up.
Yeah, well, that's honestly, I got rid of my carts. Mine were not nicotine carts, but I got rid of mine. I was like, I'll just go back to the regular. What's your name?
Yeah, I've thought about stopping it just because, you know, now they're talking about people are dying and people are having problems, you know, years after they've been doing it.
I'm with you. What's your name?
Kenna.
Kenna, thank you for checking in this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.